Blog Talk Radio.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
Man has a natural need to party.
Yeah, you want to talk about a crazy game. I mean, a game that was back and forth entirely the whole time, and then to have that fourth quarter comeback like that with 2 onside kick and still blow it with only 19 seconds left. I swear, though, if I could have had maybe 50 seconds left, the game might have been a little different.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'd be doing better if I had a Royale with cheese in my hand. And the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't block a wet paper bag if it was just in front of them. So, you know, I think he get lucky when he plays. I played him, I shut him down. I'm always going to shut him down in the playoffs.
And, you know, I should pay attention to the stuff that you actually write. And over the last 2 seasons, you've actually helped me out a lot.
Me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind.
Long time I make my OBA Nation, how the hell are we all doing tonight? That music is it is great, great to be back. A lot of you guys, missed a lot of you guys. It's going to be great to get the people back together. Hope you guys are excited for another year of OBAFL. It's going to be definitely one hell of a season. Got a lot of people coming back this year. We got a lot to go over. However, we are no longer OBA Nation Radio, even though we are now OBA Nation still. We are Out of Bounds Sports Radio, and that is with no filter, people. We don't hold back. We just tell it how it is. So first and foremost, want to give a big shout-out to a 2-time champion in the league from last season, a big LT for life of the New York Giants. Congratulations on back-to-back Super Bowls in the league. Hell of a job. Keep up the good work. Hopefully it's not this year. but again, we are Out of Bounds Sports Radio, presented by OBA Nation. So hopefully most of you guys are just now tuning in. If you guys like to call up, phone lines will be open tonight. That number is 929-477-1285. Again, phone lines open up here at Out of Bounds Sports Radio, 929-477-1285. Want to talk about anything tonight, give a call up. You want to talk some shit, go for it. I know there's a lot of people that want to get some things off their chest, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple smartasses calling up tonight wanting to put me in my place. So bring it. And this shout-out goes out to all you short people. You know who you are. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say to you short people out there. First and foremost, if any of you guys are new to the league or any returning members that we have, it is mandatory in OBAFL that you have a smart glass app for your cell phone. So if you do not have that smart glass app for your cell phone, make sure you download that before you get in the league. If there's any problems with you communicating, that's going to be on you. A lot of you guys know we are going back to being tougher than we have in the past. We're getting back to our roots, which is no BS, no compromise, just straight football, fun, and competition. That's what we're about, and we're getting back to it in a big way. If you guys don't already know by now, we have a new website up. OBA Gaming is no longer. It is now obanationfootball.com. And again, it's obanationfootball.com. Check out the site if you haven't already. It's really nice. It's a lot nicer than probably anything we've had in the past. A lot of more cool things will be coming. So look forward to that. Also, a lot of you guys know about how we used to do the Super Bowl tickets back in the day. They are back. They are tweaked. They looked a little bit better. And if you go to that history page, there is a little bit of a Al Pacino from Any Given Sunday. Very good motivational speech for you to want to get prepared to win a Super Bowl in the OBAFL. And on top of that, again, how about them Giants?
How about them Giants? Back-to-back bowls. We haven't seen that since, I think it was Hayes with the Seattle Seahawks that's done that. So, again, congratulations to LT. Definitely amazing. One hell of a coach. Very smart. Every game he plays completely different. And if you figure him out in the first half, you better watch out because he's like Peyton Manning. He's going to definitely take it up a notch in the second half. So definitely look out for him to be a huge factor in the NFC this year. They do have some upgrades on defense. The Giants did go out and spend some money, so let's see if that defense, upgraded defense, pays dividends. So before we get started, I want to go ahead and bring on, of course, Mr. Coach LT of the New York Giants. Coach?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, boss. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
It's good to have you on, man. You got to be pretty happy, man. Back-to-back Super Bowls?
Yeah, I was glad about it. I thought Mike Texans was going to give me a better run because he almost beat me in the regular season, but he had some bad breaks in the last Super Bowl there.
What was your mindset in the first, I guess, the first Super Bowl? Where was your beginning of your season? You were kind of like, you were doing good, but you kind of had a couple struggles, it looked like, in the middle. What did you correct?
Not really much. I just have to, because you got to progress players. Usually with the Giants, they don't start off as a great team in the beginning, so you have to get your guys to where you want them to be. That way they play more my style.
I gotcha, gotcha. Any different draft philosophies or draft tactics you did differently the next season? The upgrade?
No, I usually, best player available for the most part is what I normally do.
Gotcha.
So if I'm stacking a position, I still draft that position, even though I'm stacked. Might as well get the best player on the board to me.
Gotcha. Just in case you have to decide you have to move on, someone's asking for too much money the following year. I gotcha.
Yep.
So what do you think about this year, man? What are your thoughts? What is your expectations, I guess you could say, coming back as back-to-back bowl champs?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll win it this year or not, but hopefully make the playoffs and go from there, I guess. Like I said, it always takes a little while to get used to the new game and the new mechanics of it and stuff like that.
Very true. Speaking of the new game, I see you and your team have been practicing. What are some likes that you like about this year?
I don't know. It looks like the defense, they play a little bit smarter, it looks like. What else? The way they move is about the same. The zone coverages, the man coverage looks like it's about the same. Just it's always getting used to the way your user guy moves. They always change it a little bit every year for some reason.
Very, very true. Is there any certain player this year on your team that really just stands out to you and says, man, this could be a difference maker?
My two new defensive linemen. I got Harrison and Vernon on the edge. So my defensive line's pretty good already off the bat this year.
Very, very cool. But is there any, I guess you could say, opponent that you're kind of looking forward to playing this year throughout the whole OBAFL?
The East is always hard. I like playing against Demon. He always gives a good competition. And the Eagles, little that dude, if he's coming back, I like playing against them too. East is always tough.
There you go. Very, very cool, man. Well, first and foremost, man, thank you again for joining us tonight. Got a couple extra callers, and sadly, hopefully I can get some more time eventually in the future to make these shows a little bit longer. But again, Coach, good luck to you, man, to the season, man. We can't wait to see you on the field.
All right, man, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Well, that was Coach LT of the New York Giants. Again, congratulations to back-to-back bowls. We're going to see how that defense does this year. Sounds like it's going pretty good in training camp, and I'm actually kind of interested to watch some games this year. Also, to all you guys out there, both old and new members, all games will be Twitch this year. If we ourselves, the people that are watching the Twitch games, do not find the games to be lagging, we want you to go ahead and continue to play them. However, if both of you guys complain, then of course we have no problem with you guys going ahead and stopping that Twitch. But it is more fun for us, the rest of the league, to watch your game. We're not here to scout you. We're here to watch it. Just like football, real life, it's fun. We all like to sit down with our popcorn, our beers, our buffalo wings, or whatever it is, and enjoy some good old-fashioned football. Let's go to our next caller real quick. 817, you're on the line. I'm pretty sure I know who this is.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? Coach Ruff of the Ravens, how are we doing?
Now, I'm doing pretty good. I'd just like to say, with this Twitch issue, nobody wants to see the Redskins.
Oh! Ouch. Strike one. Can I get a strike two?
Well, the reason why LT won back-to-back Super Bowls was because he had a game genie.
Oh, snap. Shots fired. Shots fired by the short man.
But he does always kick the crap out of the Cowboys.
Yes, he does. And he also kicks the butt out of the Redskins, too. I will not lie about that. I've only beaten that guy once. Let me tell you. Talk about my fingers hurting after that game.
Yeah. I would have to say the third most important reason for me this year in the league, the GOAT is back. There's a lot of pressure on the guy this year. He has to finish with a better record than the Redskins. I got $10 on it.
These buttons, I'm telling you, man, they're like cocaine.
Oh, so how is the new game?
The new game is really fun. Like LT was saying beforehand, it's very fluent. There are a couple minor tweaks they did make on defense. But I mean, we're not gonna really know. I mean, because even though it's the trial, it's supposed to be the full game. We all know that it switches when we get it in our hands as the full copy.
Yes, yes. They give you the real version in the trial and then water it down on Tuesday.
Yeah. They give you the Pokemon Go and you follow it, and then you're upset at the end when you get it. So
yeah.
But I mean, it's not too bad. A lot of people like it.
They're probably going to go, what? We goofed? We gave you Madden 15 again this year? Our bad.
So what's going on with you, man, and your Ravens? I mean, you're back with the Ravens. I mean, this has been a while since we've seen you back with your team, with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, well, the experiment with the JETS Jets, it was all right last year. It's just something different.
Something different. Well, this year you got Flacco. You've got Mike Wallace now, which is going to be a huge threat. You've got Perriman if he can stay healthy.
Hell, if Perriman can stay healthy, if Madden's anything like the NFL from last year, I'm expecting my team to be on the IR by week three.
Let's hope not. I'd like to see you make the playoffs.
Hey, I made them with the Jets. I can do it with them.
This is true. Yeah, I mean, you got some competition coming into the league this year, so it's gonna be pretty interesting to see all, you know, what you got. You know what I mean? I mean, it's gonna be a tough division. I mean, granted, it's gonna be a different Steelers owner this year, but you know, still, it's gonna be. And you're gonna have a tough division. I mean, your division's never easy. I mean, if you look at your division right now as it stands, you got the Joker coming in with his boy RG3 in the Browns. You've got possibly, if it works out with him, if he decides to stay, you got Bless coming in as the Bengals as a possibility. You got Mr. Cam Chancellor coming in as the Steelers. That's gonna be some huge competition for you. So I mean, it's gonna be a nasty division. That could be. That could go either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that division's always been tough for what, the last 5-6 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was always a full
Easily.
Division. Was always a tough division. You know, Apollo with the Steelers.
Yep.
Then you know you had Bless down there with the Bengals. So, you know, I know it's going to be a dogfight this year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we got some huge names coming back this year too. Like you said, we've got Mr. Wade Goat coming back this year. That's going to be pretty cool. And then we've got Brooklyn Tay going to be coming back, but he'll be with the Vikings. We've got Mr. Lions fan from the 360s coming back. So he'll be on Xbox One.
Nice. Yes.
The original member.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The original member.
So he'll be back with the Lions. And then what we got? We got Mr. Wanted's coming back with the Rams as long as everything works out. J-Nubs is supposed to be coming back. He says he's probably going to suck, but he's going to do it. You got Mr. Hayes. I mean, so it's going to be a good year. You got, what is it, Alfonsi from the Colts, Drunken Smuggler, Mike D. Texans, Hog. I mean, it's going to be pretty incredible this year. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful, man. I can't wait.
Who are you looking to play?
Well, you know, being that I've already looked ahead on the schedule, we have the Redskins and the Cowboys. I'm going to help you out there, LT, and bump off the NFC East for you.
That's awesome.
I know. I think it would be great to play Joker. I haven't played Joker in league yet.
You haven't played Joker in league?
Nah, he was usually Minnesota or somebody out west.
Man, he's fun to play, man. The last time I played him, he spanked me with the Bears, and he was good, too.
You know, even though I was thinking about going to the NFC North, so I wanted to kick the crap out of the Packers.
Yeah, he's got a mouth, man. He's got a mouth. It's like a rush hour highway. You know, it's a lot on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking forward to playing some different people that I haven't played, you know, in league, because usually the first season, it's usually the same old team, same old schedule. It doesn't really change up till that second season.
That's true. And we've also changed some rules as well. Both you, myself, Chad, and some other staff members have all talked about, you know, we've all coordinated a little bit in the forums, a little bit in the parties, you know, and LT, of course, is one of our newest staff members as well, and I know we might be bringing one more staff member on towards the end of the year. You and I pretty much talked about who that might be. But, you know, other than that, we've made some rule changes, so all you guys out there, if you've not checked out the new rules, check them out. They are more simplified. They go in more depth if you need it. But some of the rules that were changed last year for fourth downs have been used for this year. So please read up on it. If you're not sure about anything, pull myself or any of the staff members aside. We'll be more than happy to assist you with anything you guys need. Again, it's pretty simple. But, again, make sure you have a smart glass app on your cell phone or use your Xbox message system for scheduling games, because that's how it's going to be. Ralph, do you have anything
I'd like to say welcome to LT. I'd just like to welcome LT to the staff. I think he'll be a great asset.
Oh, definitely. Got a good head on the shoulders.
And Mr. Wade Goat, when you beat Dick this year, you get a parking space at the office. So it's a lot of incentive for you this year.
Hey, Ruff. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Do you hear it? Oh, there it goes. I'll be right back with you, man. I think I'm going to get this. I think this might be Wade Goat. Hold on 1 second. All right, that was Coach Wave of the Baltimore Ravens, my sidekick since the beginning of OBAFL. Great friend and a smart ass, most of all, but we all love the guy for it. He is one of the best, no doubt. Let's go to our next caller that I'm calling the Boy Scout right now because I think he was too busy on the phone. 478-396, you are on the line. Hi.
What's up, Pete?
It's a goat. Welcome back, Mr. Wade Goat. How are you doing, bro?
I am good, man. I am good, man. Glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back, man, because I was getting sick of being the freaking the runt of the league, man. You left, and I became the low man on the totem pole, man. So you coming back, you might be able to save me.
Yeah.
So what happened to you, man?
I don't know. I just got tired of Xbox for a little while, and I moved over to the other side, you know, PS4.
And then you came right on back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Not cool people on the PS4, huh?
Nope, not at all.
Nah.
But,
so how you feeling this year, man? How you feeling about your Dolphins, man?
I'm good, man. I feel good about him, man. You know, our new D-line we got, man. And the only thing I'm worried about is the running back situation, man. After we got rid of Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
It's just a three-way battle now. You know, Arian Foster and McKenyon, Drake, our rookie. But a receiving core is pretty good. And with Landry and Parker, his second year coming in. And,
there you go.
Well, you know, I feel good about it, man. Only competition I see in my division is the Patriots.
No doubt, yeah. C.J. Slayer, the Patriots, yeah, he's always been tough,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, man. Especially since he has Gronk, you know, in this game how Gronk is.
Yeah, he's going to be nasty, man. Gronk's going to be real nasty. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm looking to do pretty big things this season, man.
That's good, man. Like I said,
I hope you're on my schedule so, you know, I can make my rematch. You know, it's crazy how I was at the 1-yard line.
Oh, yeah, man. You and I had some crazy games. There's no doubt about that, buddy.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm glad you're back, man. I mean, regardless if you're the weight go to the league or if you're the low man on the total pole or you make the playoffs, we're glad to have you back, man. You were definitely well missed. We always talked about you. Always wondered how the GOAT was doing on the PS4. We're just glad to have you back, man. You've always been an asset, great player to the league, especially for being really young.
I want to know how my buddy Tay's doing, man.
Oh, your boy Tay? Yeah, your boy Tay, he's Tay, man. He got kicked off of Xbox a couple times, you know. Tay got a mouth. We all know that about Tay. Tay loved to talk. But yeah. Sometimes Tay talks a little too much, and then we all laugh at him because he can't get on Xbox for about 30 days. So that's kind of funny. But he's doing good, man. He's doing good. You might see him if you play the Vikings this year. He'll be having AP and Teddy Bridgewater. You'll definitely see him, man. He'll be on. He's been on a couple nights. He's been working a lot. It's going to be a fun season, bro.
Bill's Mafia? You heard from him?
Bill's Mafia is actually not going to be in it this year. Saddened by it because, I mean, I know he really wants to play, but he's been really busy with work. And as you know, being in this league, I mean, we all understand, you know, life, jobs, and all that stuff come first. This is a working man's league. But, yeah, he's working his butt off, man. He's really working his butt off. But, he's going to try and come back. But, you know, there's no guarantee with his schedule. I mean, when he's on in the daytime and then he's off and you don't see him again for the next day. We'll see that, man. Like I said, we got a couple extra open spots. We're trying to get people in.
I know Ike was trying to join back, but, no.
Ike, let Ike know to fill out an application. We can get him in, bud.
Okay, all right. And Russ, short man. I hope you're on my schedule, man. It's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be pretty. That's all I can say.
Shots fired again, people. Shots fired again.
Just the short man.
Nah. I hope to watch some of your games this year. Like I was telling Rob earlier with a lot of the rules.
As y'all know, I can't twitch. You know, it lags.
So. No, yeah, what we're going to do this year, what we've been figuring out, if one person switches, the other one has to host or vice versa. So we might, if it comes up that way, we can have someone else twitch it and you can host the game or vice versa. Whatever works best and you and your opponent come up with, it's what we're trying to do. Because we've noticed it's less laggy that way. If you have one person that's a home person, twitching and hosting the game on Madden, it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. So Chad figured that out with, I think, Ruff as well a couple seasons ago. So we're going to try that out, see how it works, and definitely try and get more games twitched. Because a lot of people say they want to watch the games, and I agree. I mean, they are more fun. And, we're going to do games of the week, so there'll be named matchups that'll be done. Mainly the Super Bowls and the playoffs are all supposed to be Twitch. That's mandatory. That makes it fun. But, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a lot of competition this year. And, again, we do have a couple new guys entering the league this year. So hopefully they work out, and I hope they enjoy the league and all that good stuff. But it's good to get the band back together, man. You know, we're trying to get this thing back together where we were at once. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
By all means. But thanks again, man. Thanks again so much for coming back, man. You were definitely well missed. And I'm glad I'm not the weight go to the league. I'm not the weight go to the league anymore because you're back. So that might be weight go 2.0, but hopefully I can resurrect myself a little bit here.
What's that supposed to
mean? What's that?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, when you left, I became, like I said, I became the low man on the totem pole. I was horrible. I couldn't do anything right, man. I couldn't. I threw a long, open, wide open pass. It hit him right in the helmet.
one season I did make the playoffs, I think.
I think you did too, I think.
But I left out the first round. I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somebody. I think it was Seattle beat me.
Ah, yeah, Mr. Hayes.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be right back, man. Cause we only got 3 minutes left. I gotta do this top 10 real quick. But to all you guys out there, that's way good to the Miami Dolphins. Definitely. Glad to have him back, regardless of what my record or the Skins' record will be this year. Great young member. Glad to have him. Huge asset to the league. So first and foremost, let's get into tonight's top 10 of what to expect in Madden football. Let's see how rusty I am at this. All right. Looks like a lot of Dallas fans on the way to the game got intercepted too. Oh! Number 9, RG3 trying to resurrect his career in Cleveland is premature. It's like tattooing another woman's name on your arm before you end it. Number 8, just 2 more PSI in the football and I would have went to the Super Bowl. Number 7, when the GOAT left the league, who would have ever thought the pigskin would be the bubblegum on the bottom of the shoe? Number 6, being drafted by the Browns is like saying Tom Brady was straight out of cell phones. Number 5, the Rams trying to find a permanent home is like Brett Favre reliving retirement again and again. Oh, and did I mention again? Number 4, Raiders fans, it's never too early to teach your kids about losing. Number 3, when you ask Dez Bryant a question and his response is, what did you say? I didn't quite catch that. Number 2, Peyton Manning will be missed, even with his new commercials. HGH, you taste so good. Number 1, why are female Cowboy fans so cool to date? Because they don't expect a ring in the future. Oh, to the short people. Yeah. I'm over here laughing by myself. That is horrible. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that little bit of a top 10. That was with being done very quickly, so hopefully I can come up with some better ones. Next week, if any of you guys would like to help out with some of them, please let me know. And again, to all the rest of you people out there in the OBA Nation, first and foremost, thank you so much for being part of this league. Thank you for wanting to join to be part of a very rich tradition that's been going on since 2010. We are definitely grateful to have you guys, and hopefully all you new members, old members, and everyone else in between, we hope you make this your Madden home. If there's any constructive criticism you would like to add to the league, please, by all means, we'd like to hear from you. You can go to our website. You can scroll down to the bottom and put a comment, or you can go to the forum. Also, if you have not already, please go ahead and check out our Twitter page. You can check out our Twitter page if you go to our website. It's up in the little Twitter box. We are at twitter.com/OBA_football. Again, our Twitter page, we'd like to get most of our members to follow. Updates from Adam Schefty with big trades, injuries, and anything else. And, of course, up-to-date news at twitter.com/OBA_football. And, again, OBA Nation, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a hell of a ride since 2010. We hope to keep it up and bring a lot more innovative things to you guys. And we'll just go from there. So, again, thank you for joining us tonight. And we will see you guys hopefully next week or the week after. Talk a little bit more about everyone getting locked in. And that's that. Thank you for listening to the radio station. And we'll see you guys again next week. LT, Way Goat, Rough Wave, thank you for being part of the radio show. Peace.
Let me turn the radio on and set the mood.
Are you kidding me? You're going to come on the air and tell me he did not do good? He scored 4 touchdowns. His quarterback threw for 467 yards. What more do you want?
What a couch. What is this, velvet?
Man has a natural need to party.
Okay, you want to talk about a crazy game? I mean, a game that was back and forth entirely the whole time, and then to have that fourth quarter comeback like that with two onside kicks and still blow it with only 19 seconds left. I swear, though, if I could have had maybe 50 seconds left, the game might have been a little different.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'd be doing better if I had a Royale with cheese in my hand.
And the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't block a wet paper bag if it was just in front of them. So, you know, I think he get lucky when he plays. I played him, I shut him down. I'm always going to shut him down in the playoffs.
And, you know, I should pay attention to the stuff that you actually write. And over the last two seasons, you've actually helped me out a lot.
Me as a firm believer from being from the Midwest myself and a couple other fellow leaguers, you know, in December, we don't have 15 miles per hour wind.
Long time I made my decisions.